Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Nerd Dump Podcast, your source for nerd culture, packed tightly into nice little logs of knowledge. My name is Cody.
And I'm Cameron, and we are both freshly, tightly packed logs of knowledge.
I wish I was tightly packed.
Well, you know, there's only so much you can do when you're mostly made of flubber.
Oh, anyway, so weird thing, that 10 seconds, we wait 10 seconds before we start talking to do editing stuff. That 10 seconds took forever.
It did, and it's the same 10 seconds because, you know, time doesn't change.
Right.
It's the same 10 seconds that we've always waited for, and yet it seemed like a minute.
I don't know, maybe is the timer zoomed in wrong, or I don't know.
Anyway. I mean, we've been talking for almost... 20 seconds.
Now. Yeah. That's got to be wrong. We've been talking more than 20 seconds.
I feel like it, yeah. Yeah, this is definitely...
Did we break time?
It's very possible. I'm really interested to hear this when we're done.
Right? It's all chipmunk sounding.
Or it'll be really, really slow, like, we'll be talking like...
It's curious.
Yeah.
Anyway, Hody's not here today.
So
if you haven't noticed yet.
Right. We wouldn't have been rude and just talked over him.
We could have. You never know.
True. We do interrupt each other a lot.
Yeah. He is stuck in a time vortex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something like that.
He accidentally touched himself from another time frame, a la Time Cop.
Yep.
But we think we can fix it. We're working on it.
Well, I mean, we're working on it gradually because really... It's fine.
It's gross.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Yeah, we can get on without him. It's cool.
Right.
I mean, time is clearly moving slower, so it might be related
Maybe
to
that's
that.
What did it.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I mean, it is in the corner.
True. It makes sense in a pseudoscience kind of way. Like, you know, you can clone somebody and put their brain in the clone body and they'll be, you know, the same person.
Right. That is an interesting concept. I may use that for something.
Okay.
Something evil. Anyway, so...
We're not evil at the Nerd Dump. We should probably clarify that.
Well, like, at least 50% of us isn't evil, I would say.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you do the math, at least 50%. Because then one of us can be fully evil, one of us can be half evil. And the other one can be good.
Okay. Oh, you mean just the two of us are...
I was counting Hody.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. Yeah.
At least 50% of us is good.
The math works.
Yes.
So, anyway.
It might not be, like, Hody's all evil or anything like that. He might have, like, 10% good.
Right.
And then one of us is, like, a little more evil.
Or... Yeah, like 7%, 3%. It's fine.
Yeah. We're not math wizards.
No.
We're wizard wizards.
But also we're bad at magic.
Yeah. I'm also bad at spelling.
Yes, it's because you don't read.
Yeah, or spell.
Yeah.
Cameron, what have you been up to recently?
I've been doing a lot of cons lately. I did Salina Comic Con a few weeks ago. Did Omaha Comic Con, Comic Con.
Ooh.
Oddly enough, it's based in Omaha, but it takes place in Iowa.
Weird.
Which is they're very close, but...
Yes, I'm also bad at geography.
So. Right. Those are two states that are relatively near where we are, which for those of you listening who have never heard us before, we are based in Kansas.
Right, which is not what it looks like in Supernatural, which is a bunch of cornfields.
Right. We have
which
a lot of those.
Cornfields,
yeah, we drove past a lot of them on our way through Nebraska.
Right.
So, Nebraska is known for cornfields.
Yes, we're more of a wheat field type place.
Yeah.
But I found it funny, there's an episode of Supernatural where the guys go to Lawrence. Mm-hmm. You know Lawrence.
I do.
Probably one of the most liberal, advanced cities in Kansas.
Advanced in terms of
ideologies.
Society. Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. Not so much tech or anything.
But when the guys in Supernatural go to Lawrence, it's literally a cornfield with, like, one house.
Yeah, no.
So
that's not.
I always found that hilarious.
That is hilarious.
That's not Lawrence.
No, no.
That might be like a little town in Kansas, but not Lawrence.
Right. Yeah, that's
the, Lawrence has KU in it.
A little bit. And a lot of buildings, a lot of, you know, crappy kind of buildings. But nothing against Lawrence. I love it there.
There's a lot of good restaurants.
They really do.
Decent theater. Movie theater.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Liberty Hall, they show a lot of independent films and a lot of just random stuff. Very, very cool.
It's I don't know if I've ever seen corn there.
I have ordered corn at a restaurant.
True.
That was very, very fancy and not at all on the outskirts of town. But I'm sure it exists somewhere. But yeah, so
why are we talking about this?
We were talking about
this is the episode where we review Lawrence, Kansas.
Well, it was bound to happen sooner or later. Yep. I mean, it's 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
So I was talking about doing shows.
Yes.
And then
we devolved.
As we usually do. How about you? What have you been up to?
Mostly working. Trying to think if anything interesting has happened recently that I can legally talk about. Nope. Mostly working.
Okay. Well, that's fair. You know what was going on fairly recently?
Three squirrels fighting.
I did see that. That was awesome.
Yep.
I did not expect the chipmunk to jump in and actually fight all three of them at once.
Yeah, it was really weird when the chipmunk snapped that one squirrel's neck.
That was disturbing.
I didn't think chipmunks knew how to do that.
It knew jujitsu, and it also had a gun that it used on the other squirrels. Things got real weird outside, and it's a shame you guys couldn't see
it. I live in a bad neighborhood.
Yeah. It was epic, though. I'm really, really sorry we didn't film it, because use your imagination.
Yes. What were we talking about? Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
Planet.
Yes. Planet. No. that did happen this year, and we did talk about it. But new, San Diego Comic-Con, the...
Same thing.
Basically. Arguably the largest mecca for nerds and nerd culture, which, of course, we haven't talked about. We did last year at this time.
Yeah.
So. And
you've been there before, right?
I have been there before.
I've never gone.
I went once, and it was the year before the Avengers movie came out. So it was 2011, and it had already pretty much imploded.
Right.
Couldn't get to any panels. I think we spent 90 minutes in line for no reason, because we realized there was we kind of did some math. Well, my wife did math because she knows
with an A, how to do that. Not meth.
Right. Mathematical formulas were used.
Shapes and numbers.
Exactly. And we determined that there was no possible way with the amount of people that we'd actually get in. So we dispersed and mostly shopped, but talked with some artists. And it was fun. It's definitely an experience.
Right.
I would definitely... I mean, the sooner you go, the probably easier it's going to be, just because it's every year it gets crazier and bigger. And but no, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about some of the announcements and stuff that we've seen. Because obviously we can't go, even with a press pass. We can't really tell them we're with the Nerd Dump Podcast.
Right.
And they would just look at you and kick us out.
I need to tell you about something. Somebody sent us a comic.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that.
I did tell you. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. But maybe someone will send us a pass someday.
That's very true. I mean,
we get sent stuff occasionally.
We do. But possibly.
I've been watching a lot of YouTube stuff on Comic-Con, because I am a huge fan of cosplay.
Yes.
I love costumes. I like to make costumes.
And I will say you're very good at it, too.
I try.
Yeah.
I loved. There was this one guy who did a really cool looking Thanos costume. It looks like he did full prosthetics on the face and everything.
Nice.
And I'm like, maybe I want to be Thanos for Halloween this year. I'm still trying to figure out what I want to be for Halloween this year. Thanos could be a good one.
That would be,
I don't have to get in huge shape. I just need to make a bunch of fake muscles to go over my regular body.
Right. Now, would you go... I remember when the Infinity War trailer came out, and we were all discussing it. We were complaining about the fact that Thanos was without, like, any kind of headgear whole time.
Right.
Would you go sans headgear?
I'd probably want to go full armor Thanos. Like when we see him on Gamora's planet in the flashback.
Yeah. Okay.
That's probably what I'd want to do.
Nice.
If I had the time to build all that. I mean, it's a couple months.
Right.
But I need to get started.
True. You can, Hasbro did put out an Infinity Gauntlet that you can wear. So that, I mean, it's a little bit of money, but it might save you some time.
I've already started buying crafting foam. Because I know whatever it's going to be, I'm going to need foam.
Right.
So, I've already... it's not in here. No. But I've already started getting materials for this year.
Yeah, that is awesome. Yep. Yeah. I've not even dressed up the last couple of years. I'm very disappointed in myself for that. So. I know. I am the worst. And Halloween's like one of my favorite holidays ever.
Yeah, easily. But, yes, Comic-Con.
Right.
It happened.
Yeah, it happened. As of this recording, it was just this past weekend. We're a little late talking about it, just scheduling.
We got busy.
Hey, at least we're
turned into that weird blob in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely been more than 4 minutes, right?
Yeah, it has definitely been. You can't see.
I really hope this is recording correctly.
I hope so too. you can't see what we're seeing, but we're watching our timer. And it is hitting 3 minutes and 59 seconds.
Yeah.
We know for a fact we have talked a lot longer than that.
Yeah.
So.
I'm worried about this.
Yeah.
If we don't have an episode up this week, it's because this recorded bad.
Yes.
And you're not hearing me say this.
No. But, we'll keep going. And this could be for our blooper reel that we'll never make.
Nope.
Because we don't follow through on it.
I actually started making a second episode of the cartoon at one point. But I wanted to... I needed to get a good picture of Deb to make a cartoon out of her. But her Facebook doesn't have any pictures of her.
True.
So,
a lot of her cover
art. And then I forgot.
Nice.
And have never gone back. That was like a year ago.
Oh, wow. Well, at least you tried doing something at some point.
Yeah.
So, you should definitely go on. You can actually go on YouTube and check out the first 5 minutes of our very first episode.
The flagship.
In cartoon form.
Flagship. Flagship.
I think that's cool. That works. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was either episode one, episode zero, whenever we were doing weird numbering.
I think we started at zero.
Mm-hmm.
Because we didn't know if it. We'd actually keep it, but then we did.
Yeah.
So, which didn't make sense because we could have changed the number unless we said it in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what number this episode is, though.
No, I have no idea.
Welcome to episode 900 of the Nerd Dump Podcast.
Yep.
But yeah, Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, they always, if you're not really familiar with what goes on, again, it's like a huge comic book expo, but a lot of media, movies, action figures. They release a whole bunch of new stuff,
right?
Or at least teasing a lot of new stuff that's coming out. And one thing that we are no strangers to talking about on the show is our movie trailers.
Yeah.
And there were quite a few. I think we'll probably, there were a lot of announcements that we're very passionate about that we'll get to, but I think we'll probably start with the trailers.
Yeah.
Especially because we just did a little rewatch of a lot of them.
Yeah, I was trying to find one that I thought existed, but I think I made it up.
Yeah, I have no idea what you were talking about.
I don't either. Oh, my wife says it was a Mandela effect issue. And for that reference, go back to our first and maybe even only current episode of Conspiracy Corner.
We've done two.
Sweet. Go back to, I think, the first episode of Conspiracy Corner. Or was it the second?
Yep. No, it's the first.
First episode of Conspiracy Corner where we talked all about the Mandela effect.
Yep.
What was the second one about?
We did Urban Myths.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We talked a lot about stuff here in
Kansas. About Mothman.
Mothman. I think we touched on Slenderman, but didn't want to get too far into that because this is a family show, sort of. And then the albino lady.
Right.
That. But anyway, you can listen to those episodes on iTunes and our site at Nerd Dump Podcast.
Yep.
But for now, we are going to talk about current things. So one of the trailers, probably one of the more talked about ones, is the next DC film, or at least I'm not sure which order, but Aquaman is the next one.
Yep.
Fresh off the boat from his amazing turn, which in Justice League.
Right. Jason Momoa.
Who's taking on the lead role of a huge film.
Yeah. This looks not good.
It looks passable at best, but you can say that with, I mean, all of the films that have been released thus far look like they could be okay. Yes,
all the trailers for DC movies look like maybe this will be a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come out and I get kicked in the genitals.
Yes.
Every damn time.
Yep.
And I'm seeing a lot of, my problem I've had with a lot of the DC movies is massive amounts of CGI.
Yeah.
And this does not appear to have changed at all.
No.
It looks like all the bad guys are basically CGI.
Mm-hmm.
CGI fish freaking everywhere, CGI water, CGI backgrounds where you don't need CGI backgrounds.
Nope. I'm fairly certain that goat at the end of the trailer might have been the only practical effect in the entire movie.
Yep.
And I don't even know why that goat is there.
No one does. And they dyed, what's her name? Amber
Heard?
Yeah, her hair, just the weirdest shade of red I've ever seen.
Right? I mean, I remember...
It's Medusa red. That's what it is.
It is. And it, I mean, it looks better than that, but
because
not
it's actually hair.
Right, but not by a whole lot.
No.
And I remember I have seen a little bit of, or at least I've seen more of Justice League recently, now that it's on HBO. I've actually watched part of it.
Right.
And she was in a scene, and she looked fine.
Right.
Like, her hair seemed normal, and now it's uber colored. Maybe, I don't know, maybe they're going to do some effects
or whatever. I hope they tone it down a little bit. There are redheads that exist in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Copy that.
Right? A little bit.
I don't need, like, I don't even know what color that is. Nuclear red?
Something like that. Yeah. It's very weird.
I also don't like her outfit. It's weird looking for some reason.
I mean,
it looks like the comic.
It looks like the comic, but it looks like a very odd version of it.
Yeah, it looks like a bad cosplay version of the comic.
Yeah.
Like someone went to the Renaissance Festival and was like, hey, I need this made green.
Agreed.
Just chainmail me some green chainmail. I don't know. I don't have high hopes for Aquaman.
No, I'm not. Frankly, I'm not really interested in seeing it at all.
And we probably will for the podcast, but yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
No. No, I'm not convinced that Jason Momoa seems very cool. He was actually at Planet Comic Con this year. He seemed like a really cool guy. I don't think he is leading man material.
I would probably have to agree. I mean, I liked him a lot in Stargate Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
He was okay in Game of Thrones. He didn't last very long.
Right.
And didn't speak English.
Yeah. Having read the book, I know exactly how much screen time you really had. It was not a lot.
But I can't... Those are like the only two things I've ever seen him in other than Aquaman.
Mm-hmm. Or, Aquaman. Well, Justice League.
Yeah, just...
And his weird, awkward, unnecessary cameo in...
Yeah.
Dawn of Justice.
Which they actually put him underwater in that one, and that looks worse than CGI.
Yeah. It's real bad.
I don't know.
Black Manta does look cool.
Yes, that armor set looks pretty nice.
And, I mean, that is straight from the comics.
Yep.
And I don't even care if it's practical, but it does look cool.
It does.
I do want to...
It looks realistic if it is CGI, which is nice, because DC's not good at that.
No, they're not.
So...
So that's at least... I did want to take away one positive thing of it.
Yes, that's I would agree that's the seal of approval.
Mm-hmm.
Give me more Black Manta. Cut out everything else.
Yeah.
Let's just skip straight to that Injustice or League of Doom movie they were talking about.
Yeah.
Let's forget Aquaman. Let's just make him part of the League of Doom.
I think so. Because, I mean, again, we not really caring much for any of the movies, I would still put Suicide Squad over
Pretty much everything but Wonder Woman.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So they can handle villains okay-ish. Which, not to deviate from the trailers yet, but it is kind of interesting that they have officially announced that we're getting a Joker movie.
I'm not looking forward to that.
With Joaquin Phoenix.
Yep.
So, from the director of The Hangover, which I...
Right? Why?
I don't know.
Who... Okay. There are so many movies coming out recently that no one is asking for. Nobody wants them. But they're like, you're going to like this. And we're like, no, we're not going to like this. And they're like, you're going to like this. And we're like, no, we're not going to like it. And it comes out and it bombs. It's like, why didn't anybody like it? It's like, we told you 9 times. We're not going to like this.
We didn't want this to happen. It's so hard to be excited for stuff like this. I mean,
yeah.
The idea of a Joker movie, I would say 10 years ago, but 10 years ago was Dark Knight.
Yeah.
We'll say 15. 15 years ago, a Joker movie sounds awesome.
Depending on who they got for the actor.
Right.
15 years ago. Like, if it was a continuation of Jack Nicholson's Joker,
I could
watch that.
Yeah.
But I don't trust anything DC's currently doing. So.
Not so much. Yeah. Considering this is just the latest Joker movie announced...
And it's not even in continuity with the rest of what DC's doing right now.
Right.
Unless it turns out to be. There's still my theory that the current Joker we're seeing is actually Jason Todd. Maybe Joaquin Phoenix's Joker will be the original Joker.
Yeah.
Which, that could be good.
See, and in terms of the narrative, that sounds plausible, and it sounds kind of cool. Because I definitely like the Jason Todd is the Joker theory, because if you haven't seen it, there's a scene where in it's BVS, right?
Yeah.
Where you see Robin's costume and it's strongly implied that he's either dead or he's no longer Robin because of something that happened with the Joker. And so you theorize that Jared Leto's version in Suicide Squad is in fact.
Yeah,
a Jokerized.
Yeah,
Jason Todd.
They're during Suicide Squad. If when they freeze frame on all the characters and it lists their crimes, on Harley Quinn when they freeze frame on her, it lists that she killed a Robin. Part of my theory is that when Jason Todd went insane and went to the insane asylum, she kind of morphed him into this Joker, thus killing Robin a little bit.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Yeah.
Or we never will because they'll cancel the whole universe.
It's very possible. Yeah. They've got enough plans. Who knows what's going
to
happen?
Just give it to me. I can fix this. I love DC Comics.
I do.
I can do this. It's not hard.
No, and they're doing so many things right. The comics right now are really good. Yeah. Say what you will about Batman and Catwoman.
Right.
Married or not, but yeah, they've been doing so many good things.
I don't
get it.
I don't understand how they can mess up so bad. It's not a hard concept. I don't get it.
No,
I can poop out better DC movies than what they're doing right now.
Right, and like another one that has been announced. Again, we'll focus on DC right now.
Right,
and then we'll get back to the trailers. But another movie they announced actually prior to Comic-Con was Birds of Prey,
right?
We briefly talked about it last week, but we didn't get into it. I'm really excited for the fact that it's got the Cassandra Cain Cassandra Cain and I believe Dinah Lance or Huntress, I think. They're all going to be in it, and I'm super excited because I love that dynamic, but it's being touted as R-rated.
Right.
And that genuinely concerns me because as a fan of the comics, that's not an R-rated book. No. That is, I mean, it was geared towards, you know, I wouldn't say like all readers, but definitely like the tween and up. it's not an R-rated team.
Right. I also feel like if you're going to do a Birds of Prey, that should be like... I know DC doesn't do phases the way Marvel does phases, but mm-hmm. that should be like a Phase 3 or 4 movie.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like DC's still in Phase maybe 2 at this point, at the most. Probably still in Phase 1.
Yeah.
Because most of their characters haven't had movies yet.
No. I mean, we could say Justice League maybe is the end of their first phase, but who knows?
Right.
They went so...
This is just so wrong.
Yeah. Black Canary, Huntress, Cassandra Cain.
Right.
And Renee Montoya. So, great lineup, but I'm really concerned with the direction that they're going because, again, it doesn't need to be... They don't need to go for the R rating.
Yeah.
Like, make it accessible to all ages. Or at least, again, teens and,
right.
and whatnot.
Thinking about the way... Do we have a director for this movie yet? Thinking about the way that they've treated the Amazonians, for instance...
Yeah.
In the Wonder Woman standalone movie, I felt like everything was done very tastefully and well. But then you sweep to Justice League, where they're mm-hmm. wearing like half the clothes they were
right.
in the Wonder Woman movie. I'm worried that this push for a rated R Birds of Prey is because they're going to over-sexualize.
They're gonna make it, you know, sexy superheroes.
Which, again, is something no one is asking for. Please don't do that.
Kathy Yan, who directed some stuff I've never actually seen, but she's the director of Dead Pigs.
Never heard of
it. And According to My Mother.
That one sounds familiar.
Yeah. I have no doubt that, I mean, just kind of seeing the filmography, not a whole lot, but
right.
I have no doubt that they've gotten... a good person. I mean, Patty Jenkins did a great job with Wonder Woman.
Very good, yes.
So I think having
a woman... I really wish we could have seen her Thor the Dark World.
Agreed.
Yeah.
That would have been cool. Might have been a much... Well,
might have been a good movie.
It would have been a better movie.
Instead of, like, on the... Basically the bottom of all of our choices except for Nick's. And even then, it's still pretty close to the bottom. It's
pretty low, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure that having a woman at the helm with a Birds of Prey movie is gonna, you know... I think it's gonna... It can work.
Right.
But I'm just afraid that they're going for an adult take yep. on these characters that I think could be for anyone.
Yeah. It almost seems like DC is kind of just throwing stuff out there now to see if mm-hmm. anything sticks.
Yeah.
Because they're like, okay, everything we've tried so far has failed. Let's try this movie or that movie. Let's throw out a Birds of Prey or Suicide Squad or something that doesn't make any sense to come out at this point in their creation.
Mm-hmm.
A Joker standalone movie.
Right. And we've still got multiple Harley Quinn movies in development. She's attached to Birds of Prey.
Right.
There's Suicide Squad 2.
Yep.
There was going to be a Gotham City Sirens movie with her and Poison Ivy and Catwoman.
Yep.
I don't know if that's become Birds of Prey now, or if that's still its own thing. And not to mention, there was supposedly a Harley Joker movie.
I think that one's still happening. Last I heard.
Who knows? They're just throwing stuff out there, and I have no idea. I know they were doing this with the comics, too, for a while. Mm-hmm. Like, they would launch, you know, new titles with, you know, these new characters, and, you know, entirely different from what they were doing, and if the sales weren't there, you know, mm-hmm. it would get canceled within a year.
Yep.
So I know they were doing that for a while.
It's not a good idea for a movie, though.
No, it's really not. It's a lot more expensive.
Yep.
And it's a lot greater risk because any bad film is going to could have serious repercussions for what they're wanting to do next.
Could taint your brand to the point where we don't want to go see Aquaman.
Yeah.
Because why would we at this right. point?
And another one that... You know, the next movie that's coming out, too, is complete departure mm-hmm. from everything, which right. is Shazam.
Right, right.
I kind of wanted to get your take on it. We just watched it together, but mm-hmm. I didn't really get your opinion on
right.
it yet.
Out of the DC movies I know are coming mm-hmm. down the line, it's probably the one I'm the most hopeful for now. Before the trailer, I was not. Especially mm-hmm. after seeing the concept art, I'm like, this is going to be stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But I do kind of like the idea of what they pitched me in the trailer. Not it's not even really a superhero movie from what we see in the trailer. It's just a kid who all of a sudden gets superpowers and is going to just do what he wants with them, which kind of seems interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's going to be a superhero movie per se.
Right.
But it could be funny. It looks funny.
It does. If you're not familiar with the material, Shazam, we didn't really talk much about Aquaman, but there's not much to know.
He's fish guy.
Yeah, fish guy. Shazam is a young boy named Billy Batson who becomes, at least in the original material, he became Captain Marvel. Mm-hmm. But now that we have Captain Marvel in the, of course, Marvel universe, he's going to be referred to as Shazam.
Right.
Which in the source material is the name of the wizard that grants him the powers.
Right.
So we've got Zachary Levi playing Shazam.
You may know him as Chuck.
Yep.
Or Fletnelheim or whatever his name was.
Fandahl.
Fandahl, yeah.
The first Fandahl.
No, he was the second and third.
I'm sorry, yeah, the second second and the one who died.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Had one line, ugh, and died.
That's still disappointing for me.
Well, yeah, a little bit.
Everyone's like, who cares about the Warriors 3? I'm like, I care about the Warriors 3.
Right? Yeah, I think they deserve better. At least Hogan got a good death.
Yes, but at least. If they would have all died like he died, I would have been fine with that. Mm-hmm. But they didn't.
Nope. They got thrown out of the movie pretty quickly.
Yep.
But in any case, Shazam. He's a kid who becomes a superhero because we don't really get a sense of why.
No.
In the trailer.
Other than he might beat up a guy for picking on his foster brother. Maybe the only reason I've seen.
Yeah.
But
who knows?
Starting random fights isn't exactly a great idealistic thing.
Not so much, but so it definitely, I don't know, it's fun. It looks lighthearted.
Yeah.
And the whole superhero, like training to be a superhero thing, that's a very Act One kind of thing.
The original Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Early. Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. I worry because it's DC and they have a way of hurting me.
Right.
But I'm probably more hopeful for that than I am almost anything else DC's throwing my way right now.
That's fair.
Movie-wise.
Yeah. It looks like it could be.
And those TV shows that are coming out from DC, too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's So we'll say we're optimistically or cautiously optimistic about Shazam.
I actually really like Zachary Levi.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell if it's all suit or not, or if he actually did bulk up like that. It kind of looks like it's suit.
I'm okay with that, because he's supposed to be a big, huge
guy,
and I think that adds to the humor and the lightheartedness of
it.
And I think he's, having seen, at least a few episodes of Chuck,
yeah,
he has the man-child thing down.
So he is man-child.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So I think he's going to play the part pretty well.
Yep.
Especially since in a lot of the comics, Captain Marvel acts basically like another Superman.
Yeah.
So going with a departure from that totally makes sense.
Yeah.
I really hope they throw in the Tiger at some point.
You think they will?
I don't know. Yeah. There's in the mythology with, there's an anthropomorphized tiger named Tawny.
Yeah.
Who's awesome. I like him a lot.
We'll see.
Yeah. On the other side of the spectrum, we got another DC trailer. We actually got a few.
Young Justice.
Young Justice.
I'm happy about that.
Coming to the DC streaming. So
I'm
all
upset
of you
about that.
All of you guys that watch it on Netflix, like me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Why does everyone have to have their own streaming service?
I don't know. That was another thing. Disney. I think they officially announced it beforehand, but we'll get into that too. But
we've got time.
Yeah. So we got another apart from Young Justice, which of course excited.
Right.
I
would have liked to see more of the team.
Mm-hmm.
In the trailer, we saw a lot of the league in the trailer, which I thought was a little strange.
Yeah.
Not so much of the team, but we got time.
Right. Did you see new characters? Because I don't remember seeing...
No one I know.
Okay.
There's, like, weird tick-looking guys. I don't know if those are good guys or bad guys. Nobody else
that
I could see who's new.
Because there was a pretty big time gap between seasons 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Where we saw a few of the characters aging up.
Yeah.
I don't recall seeing any major difference between...
No, I don't think they did the time gap this time. Which is too bad, because I kind of like the time gap concept.
Mm-hmm.
For between seasons. But oh well.
Anyway.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Or I probably won't, because I'm not going to get that streaming service, probably. Although it comes with some comics, which is tempting.
Hmm.
It comes with digital comics. Kind of like it. It's not as extensive as Marvel Unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
But you do get select digital comics for free that like, cycle out.
Yeah.
So you don't... It's like you got to read an hour, they're gone, but...
Okay.
That's still something.
Right. That's kind of cool.
We'll see.
I'll have to look into that a little bit more. I definitely don't want to...
I don't know the price.
No idea.
So that'll be important, too.
Yeah.
It's like $5. I might do it. It's like $20.
Probably not. Because they've... Apart from Young Justice, there's also some Harley Quinn show.
Which I do not care about.
Yeah, and they didn't show anything from that. I'm assuming it's a cartoon.
I'm over Harley Quinn at this point.
Yeah. I will watch old animated series episodes.
Yes.
And I will eat them up.
Which I think that's going to be on the streaming service too, is the old animated show.
Yeah.
So that.
There's potential there.
Yeah.
So I still have the DVDs, and I did kind of pee a little when I saw the Blu-ray box set.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't know if I can double dip.
Yeah.
I will for Mask of the Phantasm. I will upgrade to that soon, but.
Yeah.
Just because it's so good. Something not so good is one of the other shows that's going to be on.
I've been purposely avoiding
it. Yeah, just because we'll probably talk more on it than we need to, but Titans.
Titans.
The internet kind of blew up about it last week.
Titans.
For those who didn't watch the trailer or haven't seen it yet,
don't.
if you're purely curious, give it a shot. You want to see why all the internet was, you know, quoting F Batman last week.
Oh God.
Yeah, it's not. This is not something anyone asked for.
No,
at all.
I mean, I would have been happy with a live action Teen Titans closer to Teen Titans.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not that.
No. This is very much not anything like what we hoped. And we saw the, like, we talked about the promo images when they released them a while back.
Right.
And there was potential there. I thought the actress portraying Starfire was very attractive. I thought she'd make a good Starfire.
Doesn't look like it now.
The hair. A lot of people are, you know, that complaining about
jacket.
her look, and I would say, yeah, it is completely her attire.
Yeah, the costume. It's all in the costume.
Yeah, the costume and the hair is just...
It's a bad costume.
It really is.
She's bad costume designer.
very much so. I'm sure, like, she would be fine in the role, but they just don't...
Yeah.
They didn't do the actress justice who's playing the character.
Or the character justice.
No, definitely. Yeah, either way. Raven, I think there's potential there, but she's very broody. She kind of reminds me of, I haven't watched it, but she reminds me a little bit of Eleven from Stranger Things.
A little bit. Kind of a whinier Eleven.
Yeah, with a little bit of, she seems like Rogue also from the first X-Men
movie. Yes.
Where she's afraid of her powers and she's Raven. Very... No.
I'm... I don't know. I don't like it.
Yeah. I don't either. Beast Boy looks the closest to anything from the comics. And we only see fleeting glimpses
of him. We don't get to see much of him, so who knows? But he's the hope.
Right.
out of this so far.
Yeah, because the focal point is Robin, who is...
Dick Grayson.
Dick Grayson, the original. We see a little bit of his, you know, his origin, you know, we see his parents die and it's like, okay, so there's potential here. And then we see him fighting some crooks.
Yeah.
And it seems very much like he murders
a bunch of
a couple of them at least.
There's he hits somebody with a grappling hook of some sort. Mm-hmm. You hear kind of a squish, and then he brings him into a car, and you hear another squish. So that guy's probably dead.
Yeah, I remember there being. It was kind of hard to tell what was happening, but I remember gunshots. So I'm fairly certain
he had a gun.
Robin had a gun.
He took a gun from a guy and shot a bunch of them.
Yeah, and then it looked like he broke someone's neck. Like he stepped on it.
Stepped on that guy's neck and broke his neck. He also took one of those Robin orangs that you see him playing with earlier.
Yeah,
and he cuts another guy's throat with it.
So
he murdered those people. He's covered in blood at the end.
Yeah, yeah, that's. Not even Jason Todd would do that. And I mean, maybe like Jason Todd Red Hood. Well, not even when he came back as the Red Hood in the comics, he did some messed up stuff, but that's extreme for any Robin, in my opinion. And that's not Dick Grayson for me.
No. Dick Grayson is the Boy Scoutiest of the Robins.
Mm-hmm.
And they're
well, I would argue Tim.
I always forget Tim exists.
Tim's my favorite.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I definitely, you know, he's definitely his own hero. He's more of the Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Of the, minus, you know, some quips.
Yeah.
Some quips, but not as quippy. But he's a little more lighthearted.
Spider-Man who sleeps around.
Yeah. He's
Dick Grayson.
Yeah, he's
suave Spider-Man.
He's man-whore.
Yes.
Spider-Man. But yeah, this is not him at all.
No.
And I don't like it. I don't understand it. And it seems to be geared towards I would say at the least very angry 15-year-olds that hate comics.
Right. And won't watch this because they hate comics and don't have money to pay for an app.
They will find a way to stream it illegally, would be my guess, and watch it that way.
Yeah. I think I've talked to Honey about this. Again, he's a puddle over there.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even like it, if I remember correctly, from when we talked about it.
Okay, see, and I figured, given the fact that, and he's said this numerous times on the show, he doesn't like DC. I would have thought that maybe there would be some stuff to appeal to him.
He likes Teen Titans, though.
Right.
He hated this.
Yeah.
From what, if I'm remembering, if I'm pretty sure I talked to him, it might have been someone else, but I'm pretty sure it was him, and he did not like it.
Okay. See, that's fine. I'm kind of glad to hear that.
Yeah.
But.
So I don't think this has anybody.
No. So.
This looks bad. It was a bad idea.
Yeah. And, according to the poll that we threw on the Twitter, we're not the only ones that thought this. In fact, as of the end of the poll, 65% of you didn't like it. The poll, if you didn't see it on our Twitter, was you could choose F Batman or F this show, and 35% chose F Batman, but 65% not in favor of the show.
Yeah.
So we appreciate that. We're glad that we're not alone, and I have no intention of ever watching this program. So really sad because I really thought it had some potential, but
right. Until we saw it.
I didn't want R-rated Birds of Prey. Don't want dark, R-rated, edgy Titans.
Because the trailer even has a TVMA warning before it starts.
Yeah, we know. And this coming off of, or, you know, just as Teen Titans Go to the Movies is being released.
It's ridiculous. It's the two extremes.
Exactly.
I want something in the middle.
Yeah.
You got dark murder Teen Titans and we ate a bunch of edibles, Teen Titans. I want something in the middle.
Yep. Beast Boy on Smile Dip, basically, is what Teen Titans Go is. And the movie is getting really good reviews. It is the best
review. I'm actually considering seeing it.
I absolutely want to, and that's not just because I love the show.
I don't like the show, and I still want to see this movie.
Yeah, it's. I think it's potential, but yeah, they made a really bad decision in. Mm-hmm. You know, making a show that is not geared towards the main demographic for the teen.
Oh, Titans. We haven't even talked about Hawk and Dove.
Yeah, Hawk and, well, for sure Dove is in the trailer.
I saw Hawk at one
okay,
point.
Yeah, I knew they were both in the show.
Yeah.
And
you don't see Hawk murder anybody, but you sure see Dove do it, which doesn't make any sense.
No, because you reminded me, Dove is the peacekeeping one of
the Dove two. Doesn't even like fighting. But you see her use, apparently she has razor blades on the end of her cape, and she cuts somebody's leg, like, behind the knee, it looks like.
Which is bad.
And there's blood everywhere.
Well, yeah.
That guy's dead.
Pretty much.
There's an artery in there. Oh.
Yeah, these are not...
I hate this show.
These are not the superheroes we want.
I haven't even seen the show, and I hate the show.
No, I did. Yeah. Yeah, no, she's got, like, talons on her costume and cape, which looked pretty comics accurate. I will say that they're...
Yeah, for Robin
and yeah, some of the costumes look good, but
not Starfire, but yeah.
Yeah, they are not getting anything else right.
Oh.
So, but moving on from comic stuff and getting back to the trailers, we also got remaining within
it's all
comics.
Yeah.
we got the trailer for Glass. Which is the unbeknownst to many, long-awaited follow-up to Unbreakable and recently Split.
Yes.
Which, for those who don't know, spoilers, Unbreakable, of course, has Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson playing the superhero, supervillain archetypes. Mm-hmm. And then Split features James McAvoy with all of these multiple personalities.
Right.
And Glass is what brings them all together.
Right. Samuel L. Jackson is... Mr. Glass.
Yes.
Which I am actually looking forward to this. I loved Unbreakable back in the early 2000s or late 90s when it came out. I can't even remember when it was.
Yeah, it was like 2000, 2001, early on. Somewhere around there. Yeah, I loved it.
I saw Split last year, I think. Great movie.
I still need to see it. I knew about the ending.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm pretty sure we've talked about it on here.
Great movie. Seeing it all come together like this, especially from what I saw in the trailer, I'm excited for this movie.
M. Night Shyamalan, for all the pretentious junk he's made later in his career, he's done some really good stuff. And I think getting, from what you said about Split, he's definitely on the right track.
Yeah.
And I think going back to what I consider to be, if not his best film, definitely my favorite of his films, which is Unbreakable. I think this is gonna get him back on fans' good side.
Yes, I agree. I'm very much looking forward to it. Unbreakable was probably also my favorite of his films. Sixth Sense being a close second, Avatar being the worst.
Right.
Last Airbender, not Avatar. Last Airbender.
Yeah. I actually defend The Village a little bit.
It's the
twist ending is weird.
I know the entire story, but I haven't watched it.
I think in terms of how it's made, I think it's a really, really well directed movie. I like it a lot more than most, but Unbreakable was great and it'll be cool. Your trailer starts with Sarah Paulson, who's awesome.
Mm-hmm. When it first came on, I'm like, is this a American Horror Story trailer? Mm-hmm. We're gonna watch it, and then.
Yeah.
The three of them, they're like, I don't know what this is. Because they're in an asylum, it looks like, at the beginning. All three.
And we don't know how it happens.
Yes. Yeah.
So, and I don't want to know until I see it.
Yeah. So, I'm excited. It looks good.
It does look pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Another one that is continuing a franchise, which we did do a poll also for a few of these, which will... We'll kind of provide the results here shortly. Was the second Fantastic Beasts? Crimes of Grindelwald.
Yep.
Which I'm a big Potter fan, but I've read the books, seen the movies. You are somewhat of a fan.
Yes, I've watched all the movies and own all the movies.
Mm-hmm.
I've made my own magic wands.
Yeah.
I am a Gryffindor. I've taken the official tests. My Patronus is some weird little bird. I don't know. But yeah, I'm a little bit of a Harry Potter dude. Brenda's reading the books right now, again. She got some free service where she can read digital books for like a week. So she's trying to speed read through
them. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, Monica did that. She was starting Sorcerer's Stone again.
Yep. But yeah, I really like Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks pretty good, the trailer.
Yeah, if you liked the first Fantastic Beasts, right. I think this will whet your appetite for the next one.
Yep.
I'm not thrilled about the casting of Grindelwald.
No, nobody is.
No, yeah. I thought, spoilers for the first Fantastic Beasts, right. Colin Farrell's character turns out to be Johnny Depp.
Right.
I thought Colin Farrell, we talked about it before the show, yes. I thought he was great in the first movie. I would have liked to have seen some sort of transformation where he is
yes.
Grindelwald.
Or,
but
they've also talked about how he's not coming back, Colin Farrell, at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, oh, the guy he was pretending to be is going to be in the movies, so at least we still have Colin Farrell.
Yeah. Nope.
He's gone, apparently.
Okay.
Which is too bad.
It is.
It's one of the better roles I think he's had in a movie.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, he was likable in a I don't like this guy, but exactly. He's I enjoy watching him in the movie.
Yeah.
I think
it's going to be interesting to see Ezra Miller is back in this movie.
Mm-hmm. Ezra Miller, who basically we see him kind of explode
yep.
at the end of the last one. It'll be interesting to see how he comes back.
Yep.
Because he was definitely one. He had a very strong presence.
He did.
In the first one. Very small but important role, but
right.
He was very dynamic.
I have yet to see anything where with Ezra Miller in it where I don't go, I like Ezra Miller. So mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah. One thing he did at Comic-Con was he dressed as, was it Toadette?
Yes. Which was strange to see.
It was, but man.
A nerd after my own heart.
Yeah. I mean, he owned it. Mm-hmm. And he knew he owned it.
Yes, he did.
So if you haven't seen, go Google Ezra Miller Toadette.
Toadette, I think is what she's called.
Such a fun costume. He was clearly having fun, and I love that about the guy. So,
if I were ever famous, I would go to cons in costumes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be like, yeah. I'd take pictures with everybody. I'd do the mask thing like some of the Spider-Mans have done in the past where they go as Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That would be mm-hmm. just, I'd travel the country going to different cons doing that if I were ever famous for being a character.
Yeah. You mean famous for being yourself,
right.
Where and people would know your face, basically?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it'd be fun. It'd be a lot of fun, I think.
I agree. As a creator, I am definitely envious of the cosplay crowd because mm-hmm. I am not. I can draw pictures just fine, but
right.
I cannot. I'm not crafty. So people like you that put together costumes, I think that's awesome. And that's I've got nothing but respect for cosplayers. None of that fake geek girl nonsense. You
right.
guys are awesome.
Yep.
So I'm very envious of that, yep. of that talent.
But yeah, Fantastic Beasts.
Mm-hmm. It looks fun. It looks fun.
I kind of like Jude Law as a young Dumbledore.
Oh yeah, totally, so, totally.
That'd be good, I think.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested to see the dynamic. I know they're gonna probably downplay his relationship with Grindelwald, which I think is a mistake.
Yeah, I was actually really looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are a lot of people who don't know about that relationship.
Right, because it's all in the Pottermore stuff
yep.
that Rowling published after.
Yep.
And, you know, went and said, you know, I'm going to tell you everything about all these characters.
Yep.
And, oh, yeah, Dumbledore's name.
Yeah. I think that would have been a really fun, shocking moment for a lot of people in theaters.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I was really looking forward to that, but I hear they're not going to do it at all.
Right. And it could be they're trolling.
It could be.
I hope it might be in there. I mean, even if it's subtle.
Yeah.
Again, they don't need to make out or
right.
anything, but if we know that there was a relationship, we
yeah.
know how Dumbledore feels about
him. I just want to see Dumbledore, like, I want to see him collapsing and crying and being like, but I loved you, or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Similar to the third prequel to Star Wars,
mm-hmm.
when Obi-Wan was yelling at Anakin in the lava.
Yeah.
That's still one of my favorite, even though the prequels suck, still to this day,
mm-hmm.
that is one of my favorite scenes from Star Wars, when Obi-Wan's crying at
you
melting Anakin.
You were the chosen. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'll always defend episode 3, and that's one of the reasons why, because that scene is so good.
Weirdly, obviously, dying for no reason Padme is kind of stupid.
very much so. But, I mean, Obi-Wan and Anakin didn't have that kind of relationship. It was more brothers.
No, yeah, completely.
But, yeah, I definitely want to see...
A breaking down scene like that.
Oh, yeah. And not and with it not being implied that it was a brother relationship.
Yes.
I want
it to be full on
romantic and absolutely.
I don't want to be like I was inside you or anything like that.
No, that would definitely get rid of the PG-13. Right? No, I wonder if that's what they're maybe afraid of doing, but there you can.
I guess how do you say we used to do it without saying we used to do it? Because it's not like an adult goes, yeah, we were boyfriends, you know?
No, not, I mean, I would imagine that, but I don't know. So,
if someone, you find a love letter, just find one. What's-his-face, Newt, like, going through Grindelwald's things, and he finds a love letter from Dumbledore.
I think it would make more sense. Maybe. I feel like, you know, it's the magical community. He's probably not going to leave it around. Pensieve, maybe? The little pool where they keep their memories?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe something like that. I feel like they can do something.
They can do something. I just want to just do something.
Yep. But, so yeah, that's Crimes of Grindelwald.
Yeah. I like that we see the Deluminator.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's towards the beginning of the trailer. He's turning out the lights.
Yeah.
Because that, I believe they said that was an invention of Dumbledore's, right?
Newt has. Yeah, actually. In Deathly Hallows, I believe.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting.
That will be very interesting. Yeah. And they bring back the rest of the cast from the first one. So I'm curious how they bring back, what's his name?
Yeah.
Who got...
Goofy McMuggleface.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, curious how they'll bring him back. But it's nice that they did. I don't think they need him for the movie, but...
He's a fun comic relief.
He's a good foil for Newt.
I think this is... He's been in a few things before, and I think this is my favorite thing I've ever seen him in. So that's interesting.
Yeah, I would definitely agree.
Yeah.
So, but we wanted to know what you guys thought. And so, because Twitter only lets us choose 4, we went with a poll for the last... Well, 4 movies we talked about. Aquaman, Shazam, Glass, and Fantastic Beasts.
Right.
The movie, not so much the movie you were most excited for, but the trailer you liked the most was Shazam.
Oh, really?
At 36%.
That is surprising.
Followed by followed by Aquaman.
Really?
28%.
You people are wrong.
Grindelwald got 27, so they were basically tied.
Right.
Glass only got 9.
See, they're very wrong, though.
Yeah.
Glass was way better than Aquaman.
I don't know that it was a great trailer, but it definitely... I mean, it was effective. Yeah. I think it made...
Glass or Aquaman?
Glass.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, not so much Aquaman.
I mean, I guess if you didn't know the previous information... previous movies about Glass, it wouldn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, true.
But
One movie that we didn't put in the poll, again, is a limited number.
Right.
And I kind of figured it would be number one if we put it on, was Godzilla King of the Monsters. I'm trying, again, to be cautiously optimistic about it, because Godzilla movies have a tendency to disappoint me.
Especially American-made Godzilla movies.
Especially American-made. And especially ones that come around my birthday.
Yeah.
Because the 98 atrocity featuring Ferris Bueller...
I was young enough to like that when it came out.
I'm only a couple of years older than you, but I was old enough to want to like it.
Right.
And young enough to not hate it, but... It's so not good.
There's like an age of realization when just seeing fancy, cool stuff is no longer enough.
Yeah.
And you must have hit that, and I was just underneath it.
I think so.
Yeah.
They do a great job of showing really cool trailers, because the trailers for that were awesome. And I loved the teasers for the 2014 Godzilla.
Yeah.
But again, that one I saw on, I actually saw on my birthday.
Yep.
And I,
it was disappointing.
Very. A lot of things I liked about it, but just so much that I didn't. And I, this one is coming out in May of next year.
Right.
Probably close to my birthday, if not on it again.
We'll see.
So I'm worried, but at the same time, you've got Godzilla.
Yep.
You've got Rodan,
yep,
who I've always liked. Mothra, who's, yep, awesome. And Ghidorah the Three-Headed Dragon.
Yep.
So you've got easily Godzilla's like main adversary, yeah, slash...
His most famous, yeah, other monsters, mm-hmm, in his canon, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Other than Mechagodzilla.
Right. Which, that would be awesome.
It might, you never know. We haven't seen the whole movie yet.
Right. We've only seen... That's just what they teased us, yeah, for.
They've had time to prepare for, mm-hmm, Godzilla at this point.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So, what do you think?
It looks really interesting. I'm a big fan of the old school Godzilla movies.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't honestly watched them since I was a kid, though. So, for all I know, I'm pumping them up a lot more than... they deserve.
I will tell you, they're still fun.
Okay, good.
They, not a lot of them have aged well, and they're probably more amusing for different reasons now than, yeah, as a kid. They're still so much fun to watch.
But the movie looks like it has a pretty decent cast.
Mm-hmm. I will say so did the last one.
The last one, and then they killed off Bryan Cranston, like,
yep,
halfway through the movie, less than halfway through the, yeah, movie. That, yeah, was a horrible decision.
The most interesting character.
Yeah.
And you knock him off in the first act, and, yeah, then have his son be the lead.
Right.
And that's why that movie failed, because, yeah, you
they, if you're, sold, gonna, it on Bryan Cranston.
Yeah. And if you're going to focus on the human characters, their storyline has to be engaging, yep, and it wasn't.
No. And it's... Age of Ultron came out around that same time, so it was a little weird to see Quicksilver, yep, and Scarlet Witch married,
mm-hmm,
and then brother and sister in another movie, like, I think the same year, even.
It might have been.
Yeah, so that, yeah, was weird. But
that was a little odd. Or Age of Ultron might have been a year. Yeah, either way.
Right.
It was close enough. That it was weird.
It was very weird.
But yeah, I'm interested in this cast. Mm-hmm. Again, the girl from Stranger Things.
Yeah, watch them kill her off in the first half of the movie.
I feel like she'll be throughout. She's probably our focal character. Yeah. But yeah, I'm interested to see what
they do. Do you think they'll ever introduce Godzilla Jr.?
Probably not.
I remember Godzilla Jr.
I do too. He is not a character that has aged well.
I assume not. I remember loving him as a kid.
Me too. Me too. Minya.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think that'd go well now.
Yeah, he's a rotten little creature now.
Yep. Because he had that human little human friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking maybe 11 could be that little human friend.
Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want that at all. Oh, no.
Godzilla.
Yep. So,
now,
excited for it.
Do you know if they're still doing the crossover with King Kong that they had talked about?
This is supposed to be the lead-in to that,
okay,
if I recall. Because they were not going to do... They were going to do with these what Superman and Batman should have done, which is, right, have each of them have a standalone movie.
Yep.
Then have a sequel.
Yep.
And then the team up.
Yep, that's what you do.
Yep.
Marvel taught us this.
Right. So yeah, so I think whatever happens, this will be the lead in to Kong Skull Island.
Yeah.
Or the
sequel
to that.
I still haven't seen that movie.
I have not either. It's on my DVR along with Split and Justice League.
I
will watch
Split. Then whichever one of the other two.
Okay, yeah.
Because I haven't seen Kong, so I can't tell you if it's,
right,
good or not. The Split, yeah, is good, so definitely watch that as soon,
I will,
as possible.
I will do that.
Yeah.
I've heard good and bad about Kong, but...
Oh, I'm glad.
I think it looks fun.
Pony's a puddle today, mm-hmm, because remember how last time I said I'd watch Hitman's Bodyguard? I did, mm-hmm, not.
Oh, okay.
I got super busy.
Yeah.
And I got a new TV,
mm-hmm,
and I can't figure out how to get HBO Go to work on the TV, so I'd have to put it back on the Roku, and I lost the remote for the Roku.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm working
technology.
On it.
Technology. Yeah.
I'm good at technology, mm-hmm. It's just I'm bad at finding things.
That's valid. Yeah. He was very enthusiastic about you watching Hitman's Bodyguard.
Yes, he was, so I'm glad he is a gelatinous kind of tapioca pudding looking thing over there.
Oh, yeah, he's bubbling, too.
Yep.
Should probably put a fan on him.
Yep. Every now and then you see, like, an eye open, and it's creeping me out.
It really is very gross. Again, be glad you're listening to us and not actually seeing this, because it's nasty.
If you have the opportunity to access our Smell-O-Vision podcast, don't.
Nope. It smells real bad.
Yeah.
Cat pee, a little bit of ginger, and more cat pee.
Yeah.
It's bad.
To be fair, that cat keeps peeing on him.
Well, I mean, pees on him when he's in human form, too.
Yeah, so true.
You should probably figure out who that cat belongs to.
I don't know.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be able to get in here.
But they do.
We have sensors at the door, so it's this sort of thing.
I know. They somehow turn into velociraptors that can open doors.
Yeah, it keeps talking to me, too.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, cautiously optimistic about the Godzilla.
Right.
We'll see.
Yeah, I think it'll be okay.
Hmm?
At the worst, I think it'll be okay.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll at least be better than the last one.
I think it definitely will be better than the last one. I think they learned their lessons. They're not DC, so hopefully they learned their lessons.
Right, yeah. Less is more works perfectly fine when you have something to tide us over until Godzilla shows up.
Right.
An hour and 10 minutes into the film.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And I also didn't like that he was fighting giant cockroach monsters in the last movie who had no names.
No, and were they cockroaches? I thought they were more like moths, because they could fly.
Yeah, their mouths reminded me of cockroaches. I don't know if they were actually any animal.
No, and they had more screen time than Godzilla, which is dumb.
Yeah, I hated those things.
Yeah, I could talk negatively about this movie a lot and talk positively about very little of it, but we'll move on.
Bryan Cranston's cool.
Bryan, he's so good in it. He needed to be the lead.
I still want him to be Osborn, Norman Osborn, in the Spider-Man movies.
Yeah, I still want him to be Jim Gordon in the current Batman movies.
That'd be pretty good, yeah.
Because he can own the stash.
Right.
He'd be great.
Let's get the guy who's currently playing Gordon back to playing J. Jonah Jameson.
Yeah.
Because that's where he belongs.
That is, he belongs in the Marvel universe. He is
that person.
He absolutely is. Not that he doesn't have incredible range, but God, he was so good as that role.
Yep.
We got no Marvel film announcements.
Right.
At all. Like, they didn't announce any movies. There was no Captain Marvel, Avengers, or anything.
Right. There was Iron Fist.
So there was nothing Marvel.
Nothing at all.
Yeah, so hopefully New York Comic Con will turn that around. I think they did. They showed some stuff last year. But I'm fairly certain the Infinity War footage was at San Diego.
Yeah.
Because we talked about it. So hopefully we'll have something. They did show some cool Marvel characters who are becoming action figures.
Oh, yeah?
Shuri's getting an action figure.
That'll be interesting.
She is also getting her own comic book. Which is kind of cool. She's a character who has not been treated well in the comics. She has been over-sexualized. She's been written poorly.
Right.
So it looks like the comics is definitely going to be kind of molding her into the film version.
That's good.
So, which is fine. I'm cool with that.
I still kind of want to see film Shuri take on the mantle of Ironheart. I know that she's not Ironheart in the comics, but I really like that concept.
And I think the way she is in the films, that being the tech guru, I think that'd be cool. Yeah. I think that's a good direction.
Especially, like, it's seeming more and more like Iron Man might not die in the next movie, but might retire to try to have that kid he was talking about with Pepper. I could see him handing off his suit to Shuri.
Yeah.
which could be real cool.
It could be. I think, I mean, I'm afraid that his suit is tied to him, but I mean, again, Rhodey was able to modify the Mark II. Mm-hmm. But they could very well, you know, use Vision to create. Mm-hmm. I think they're not done with Vision.
Right.
In terms of something to do with Wakanda.
I theorize that Shuri has backed up Vision.
Mm-hmm.
And that he may not get a body for a while. And he may go back to basically being Jarvis for a little bit.
Maybe.
But I think, I'm hoping that eventually we'll get a young Kang, the Conqueror, as Iron Lad.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have then his Vision's memory put into the Iron Lad armor, and then we'll get a young Vision.
I like that idea a lot.
I hope that happens. I hope a lot of things happen.
Me too.
And remember, Marvel, if you want my pitch for Doctor Strange 2 Nightmare, where you can use Scarlet Witch having that nightmare over and over again about having the twins and then mm-hmm. Vision dying and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
to bring the twins into the reality so we can have a young Avengers, I will help you write that. I'll help anybody do anything. You don't even have to pay me.
Absolutely, yeah. You do that, we'll come together, we'll write Young Avengers and Ultimates. And
that'll be great.
We'll just work on Phase 6 whenever that happens.
Yep.
We're now on Phase 4? Phase 3? I don't even remember anymore.
We're in Phase 3 still, I think.
Okay, I think so. I think it ends with Avengers 4.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay.
Marvel.
Yep. So not a whole lot there. They showed Gifted trailer, and I'm behind on everything TV, me too. You know. So that was the majority of it. Again, they announced the Shuri comic, and they announced a lot of very cool comics that are coming out. I'm trying to remember some of them.
Mm-hmm.
I know Riverdale's coming out. They're actually bringing back a lot of comics that had ended. Some of this was announced prior to Comic-Con. Like, they're bringing back the Unstoppable Wasp.
Okay.
Nadia Pym,
right.
Who I adored. It's going to be a mini-series, but it's coming back with the artist who did Gwenpool.
Okay.
So it's awesome.
Yeah.
Iceman's coming back in his own book.
Is that grown-up Iceman or kid Iceman?
It is grown-up Iceman.
Okay.
Because the X-Men books are leading towards an event. Mm-hmm. I want to say like extermination or something to that effect. I know I'm probably wrong, so if you're listening to this, feel free to correct me. But they are leading towards an event which is going to get the young X-Men back to where they came from, or at least out of the current MCU.
Okay.
Because we've been kind of done with them for a couple of years now, and they're still around. So
I know I'm 6 months behind on Marvel Comics because of Unlimited.
Yep.
I know that in the X-Men Blue story,
mm-hmm.
Time started unraveling recently.
Mm-hmm.
And Professor X reached out to the Blue team, the original. And Blue is the original 4 plus Wolverine's son from an alternate dimension and a vampire version of Storm from an alternate dimension. So
comics.
He reached out to them from the past. Mm-hmm. And was like, hey, you need to come back and fix it, basically. And I know that they've been jumping through time, so maybe that's going to lead into it. Right now, they're in the past, and they just discovered that the people they thought had taken their place in the past,
because
they had once traveled back to take over their lives again, but they were there.
Yeah, I remember that happening.
So they're like, I guess we don't have to do it. Mm-hmm. But they found out that those weren't them. It was a team of villains who had traveled back in time and just were masquerading as them.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. It was like Professor X 2, or Charles Xavier 2, the second. Dark Beast, the Ice Golem or something like that, and a few other people. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. I just read it
recently. Yeah, I don't remember. It's been a while.
So I don't know if that's leading into them having to take back Because basically those people went back, pretended to be the X-Men, and killed the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants,
yeah,
and took over the world, is why time was unraveling.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to go back and reread, because I'm more than 6 months behind at this point.
More than spoilers.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine. I know a lot of it anyway. So yeah, they're leading up to that, and then Uncanny X-Men's coming back.
Yeah.
Because their X-Men Blue and Gold are ending.
Yeah.
X-Men Red, which is the Jean Grey team, that is continuing, at least to this point. But there's also going to be X-Men Black, which is going to be, I think it's just a series of one-shots featuring villains.
Oh, okay.
So like there's going to be a Magneto issue and a Mojo issue,
right,
which should be cool. But then Uncanny X-Men, which is the flagship title, is coming back. Mm-hmm. No creative team, no team as far as characters in the book yet, but it's coming. So.
Okay.
That'll be cool.
That'll be interesting.
Yep. And DC is also relaunching a lot of their books.
Mm-hmm.
They just relaunched Catwoman out of the events of Batman 50, which we won't talk about.
Yeah.
Even though New York Times spoiled what happened.
Right.
Jerks. But Green Lantern is getting a new number one. It sounds like it's going to be Hal Jordan.
Okay.
Written by Grant Morrison.
Okay.
Which intrigues me because I do like him. I like certain things that he writes.
Right.
I like him writing Batman. So I'm very interested to see his take on GL. I haven't read Lantern in a long time,
mm-hmm,
and it's one of my favorite DC titles, so I'll probably pick it up.
Yeah, that could be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious. Let's see. Are they doing anything with the other Lanterns?
Not that I know of.
These secondary characters maybe in this, or are they going to all die before this starts?
It's possible. I haven't looked at all the solicitations. I just know that certain books are being relaunched.
Okay.
They just did Superman number one. They're continuing Action Comics with one. It hit 1,000. There's no need to start over. So literally 1,001 came out yesterday. So I'm excited to read that one.
You can just treat it like a car odometer. Once it goes 99999 and it flips over to zero.
Yeah.
You should do that.
Oh, yeah. It's fine. It's fine. It's comics.
Yeah.
They'll relaunch again eventually.
Yeah, they always do.
Yep. So I'm not sure what else is getting relaunched. I think Teen Titans probably, but who knows?
They don't go the Titan route.
Ugh.
Look.
Yeah,
look.
Let's...
Oh. I hate that so much.
I really do. Just give us what we want.
Something smells weird. I think it might be Honey, but something smells weird.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Well,
do you think it's really only been 26 minutes?
It definitely hasn't. Its time has gotten slower.
Yeah, we have no method of telling how long we've been recording.
Not at all. I'm pretty sure it's definitely been over an hour at this point.
Okay.
We should probably call it.
There's been other stuff, but
yeah,
you have the internet.
Yep, that was the majority of it. Oh, Clone Wars is coming out.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yep, I season like Clone 7. Wars. Unfortunately, Disney streaming.
Damn it.
They're having their own streaming service.
I might have to get Disney streaming.
I might have to too, depending on what else
there's. I'm missing that I want to see.
Yeah, it would probably be worth it. That's probably where you're going to be able to see the rest of Clone Wars. I assume that's going to go off Netflix soon.
Probably.
Rebels.
Catch up on Rebels.
Yeah, Rebels hasn't been on there. I've had to buy the DVDs, betting they're saving it for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see. We'll see Ahsoka. We'll see the last however long of the Clone Wars.
Yeah. I'm wondering if they'll go into a little bit more of Darth Maul storyline to kind of show towards how he became the head of that crime syndicate.
Mm-hmm.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
He is in that certain movie.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be interesting.
That could be interesting. I'd love to see them do that in the movies, but who knows what they're going to do with
them. I'm wondering if they won't do a Han Solo sequel.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still talking about doing an Obi-Wan Kenobi standalone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if the characters who lived in the Solo movie and the certain cameo that we haven't said out loud might carry over into that movie instead.
It's been like 2 months. I think we can
talk about it. Okay. Yeah. I'm wondering if, I don't know the girl's name off the top of my head.
Kira.
Yeah.
Kira?
I'm wondering if she'll show up in the Obi-Wan Kenobi movie. Maybe even as a love interest for Obi-Wan Kenobi at some point. Kind of like a Darth... Because I theorize that she'll become an apprentice to Darth Maul.
Yeah.
Because we saw her fighting skills at the end of Solo already. Mm-hmm. Almost like he's already been training her a little bit. So what if she is a Sith in the Obi-Wan Kenobi movie?
Yeah.
And...
That could be.
Obi-Wan and her fight, but like in combat somehow... end up falling in love.
That's interesting. That's an interesting take. And then
their granddaughter is Rey.
Yeah. Yeah, someone, I think we were talking about it not too long ago, not here, but
right.
That there was the idea that she could be the mother of Jyn from Rogue One. But it doesn't work because Jyn was in her
20s. Yeah.
And I mean, it's not less 20 than, years. From, no, not no, quite. So.
Then Han would be like 40-something when New Hope comes.
Yeah. Like, the Solo movie takes place after Revenge of the Sith.
We technically don't know how aging works in the Star Wars universe because it took place a long, long time ago in a galaxy far away. So for all we know, people age slower. But that would be kind of a cheap cop-out.
So. A little bit.
At this point. You should have mentioned it earlier.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I would definitely like to see the threads from the Solo movie carry on into movies that are not solely focused on him.
Yeah, I don't need a lot more Solo, honestly. Mm-mm. He's okay. But I'm a Jedi guy. I want to see some Jedi stuff. Show me Jedi stuff.
Yeah. I'm okay with Boba Fett, too. Yeah. Do something with him.
Yeah.
Make him cool. Or make him not at all cool, but give him the reputation.
Make him, like, really... That would be weird if they did, like, a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it turns out, like, Boba Fett takes off his helmet and he's Jonah Hill or somebody like that. It's just, like, he has this cool reputation, but it's all the stuff he's done is accidental.
Yeah. Like, the way he accidentally
flies into a Sarlacc pit.
Yep.
Oh, that'd be so stupid, but I think I'd love it.
I think so, too. Like, give him a reason... for people to think he's cool, but really not.
Yeah.
I
like the idea, though, of Kira going from standalone to standalone movie. Like, she's a reoccurring character in all these standalones. Solo, Obi-Wan, Boba Fett, that guy who plays the piano in the bar.
Oh, yeah, the Max Rebo movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she just shows up. She's in all these movies. That could be an interesting thing. Never, it's not ever a movie about her, but she's always in them. Kind of as,
she could be the Rosario Dawson of the from the
Defenders.
Netflix series, yeah.
That could be interesting. And then even she gets her own movie towards the end before she dies or whatever happens to her, so she's not in the New Hope.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be there's a lot of characters that I would like to see show up and I think they made a lot of potential with her. I liked her in the part, so I think it'd be cool.
Yeah. To me, the worst part of the movie was how quickly people died for no reason.
Oh, yeah. Especially first half of the movie.
I love that first team they came across.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're just like, oh, the multi-armed guy's dead. Oh, what's her face? Blew herself up.
Yep.
It's like, well, why do I...
Why was she... Suck? Why did you hire an amazing actor for that part to kill her off?
Yeah.
And Woody Harrelson was supposedly in love with her, and he didn't really...
Did not seem to care.
No.
At all.
He was mad for a while, and then he's like, eh.
Oh, well, let's go rob someone else.
Yep. We got a walking carpet now in this douchebag, so we're fine.
But, oh, yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
We've talked about Solo before, right? No, we didn't.
Not really.
We didn't have a review because something happened.
Yeah, life got in the way.
And then... Then it was like a month later by the time we recorded again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, well.
we're real good at this.
Yep.
So. But we should probably put a capper on this.
Yeah, he's trying to crawl towards us now.
Oh, God, that's gross.
Get away.
Kill it with fire.
Ah, it's absorbing the furniture.
Anyway. Yeah, well, hopefully we'll be back next week or someday.
We'll activate the emergency suppression.
Assuming Tony doesn't
absorb us.
Yeah.
Like he did that cat.
Oh, well, hey, at least the cat's gone.
Yeah.
So if you want to check us out, maybe next week, we are on the Twitter at Nerd Dump Podcast. You can find us individually. I am at Cameron Kiefer.
I'm at the Cody Wack.
Honey is at Viking Honey. He really doesn't post anything unless I tweet him something, and even then, not really.
Right. Well, he's pudding right now, so.
Basically.
I don't know if you can even use Twitter.
I don't, probably not. Instagram, Snapchat. You can do Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Yep. So we don't have Snapchat. We're not probably ever going to.
Right. Not as a company.
No.
I have my own personal Snapchat, but you can't have that.
No, you don't want it. It's really just pictures of his nipples.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Well, quit snapping them.
Right.
You can also subscribe to us on iTunes. I don't know why you would.
Right.
We are also on Podcast Addict for the non-Apple folks.
Mostly just the recent episodes. I think they don't keep the entire library.
True, 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 true. So definitely subscribe, give us a rating so more people can find us, and we can keep the lights on at the Nerd Dump Studio,
right?
Which we do pay for out of our own pocket, so we do this for you.
It takes a lot of energy to power that containment field that's keeping Connie from getting to us.
And that's really even, that's not even talking about the blood fountain.
Yeah.
Which we talk about rare.
You know how much llamas cost to fill that thing?
I still don't know why we use llamas. Alpacas are so much cheaper.
Tony's idea. I don't know.
What an idiot. I'm glad he's dead.
Oh, he's so. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye. This has been a Nerd